Before I should mention, I think you know already, tomorrow and the next day there won't be any Mass here in the chapel at 7:15. I have to go to a theology meeting. It's just downtown. But we end late and start early, and so it's too hard to get back and forth. It's a group founded about six years ago now. It was founded because we wanted to take a very clear, strong direction in theology. And so we founded a new group called the Academy of Catholic Theology. And it gathers all the different branches of theology there. And these were men, some women too, who wanted theology to reflect the glory of God. And they're among the best in the country. And as I looked around the room that first meeting, we were 30 of us, the founding fathers and mothers were about 30. And about 10 or 12 were converts from Protestantism. See, they've already paid a price, so they know what they're looking for. They know what they want, you know. And so it's a very, very beautiful group. And so that's where I'll be starting. Starts right after supper. So it starts with supper down there tonight. I'm going to be down in the afternoon. And I ask your prayers. It's a powerful group. And we'll have to be discussing where the church is now, what our theme is going to be for next year. And it's going to be important to see what people think. Should it be just religious freedom? Or should we just go on with our business, you know? Anyway, I ask you to pray for this meeting. And now for the text. We start John 17, as you just heard, today. And actually, if you listen, you can hear that this is the soul of Jesus praying now in the very depth of the church. This is his prayer for us. He lives now, as their letter to the Hebrews says, he lives now always making intercession for us. And so he starts, "The hour has come. Glorify your Son, so your Son may glorify you." And see, the glorification, that's it. To expose to the world the incredible depth of love that is God. Extends outside himself to us. But to bring us back to him requires the cross. And so that's the manifestation. Our Lord himself said, nobody has any greater love than to lay down his life for his friends. So that's a tiny spark, fire, of the love that is God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And so this is his prayer, you see. How many saints have echoed this prayer? I'm thinking now of a Cistercian nun in the last century who gave her life for church unity. You know, offered her all, wanted to suffer and offer her life. She died young. She was in a convent just outside Rome. And she's at least beatified by now. You see? And so, you see, that your Son may give eternal life. You have given him authority over all flesh, over all human beings. He has the authority. Why? So that your Son may give eternal life to all you gave him. That's why. And so this mystery, you see, when you step back and look, you know, what a fuss we make without realizing our dignity. We're in a tiny little golf ball spinning around in the corner of this light, you know, millions and millions of light years of existence, planets, stars, all over the place. Well, as far as we know, we're the only place where there's conscious, you know, physical conscious life. That's us. And we sinned against God. And God came to take the effect of that sin on himself to bring us back to him. And he formed a body. And now he's praying that it be one. Satan heard that prayer. And he knew that the way to prevent the work of God from spreading was to divide this one body. So he's been at it ever since. And that's the what our Lord is praying for here, you see. I've revealed your name to those whom you gave me out of the world. What name did he reveal? Father. Father. He wants us to know and love the Father as he does. You see. They belong to you and you gave them to me, which is the same thing. Nobody comes to me unless the Father draw him, right? All the way through chapter 6. Now they know that everything you gave me is from you. And that lovely thing in chapter 5. See, I don't move a muscle unless I see the Father doing it. All of this is to reveal to us the unutterable splendor of the love who is the Trinity. And so now we're going to hear this prayer for a few more days. And then the end, very end of the week, the entrustment of authority to Peter. And it's so beautiful, isn't it? See, Holy Week began, Holy Thursday part anyway, with the readings, remember? I think I pointed this out to you. The church takes these readings and says, look, here's two traitors. You're a traitor. Now you got your choice. What kind of a traitor do you want to be? A repentant traitor or a hardened traitor? Yeah. Be a repentant Peter. Be a repentant traitor. You could be Pope. The mercy of God.